President Biden tests negative. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The White House just confirming a negative COVID test last night, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has tested positive.
A statement from her spokesperson says Speaker Pelosi received the positive result for COVID after testing negative earlier this week. She is asymptomatic, fully vaccinated, and received a booster shot. Consistent with CDC guidance, she will quarantine. Pelosi planned to travel to Asia during the upcoming congressional recess. Her office says that trip will be rescheduled. The speaker was with President Biden and other lawmakers at the White House yesterday for a bill signing.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. The White House says Pelosi has had brief interactions with the president and is not considered a close contact under CDC guidelines. Several other officials, including two cabinet members, have tested positive this week. Something new for Ukraine's arsenal. Secretary of State Antony Blinken isn't ruling that out, saying the U.S. is considering what new weapons it could send while describing the images coming out of Ukrainian towns as sickening.
With each day, more and more credible reports of rape, killings, torture are emerging.
Speaking at NATO headquarters in Brussels, Blinken says a growing coalition of countries is building pressure on Russia. Ukraine's foreign minister appealing to NATO members for more weapons. The U.S. Senate voting unanimously to suspend normal trade relations with Russia and to ban oil imports, which President Biden had done first by executive order. The U.N. General Assembly voting to suspend Russia from the U.N.'s Human Rights Council.
Russia is not only committing human rights violations, it is shaking the underpinnings of international peace and security.
Ukraine's ambassador to the UN, Sergei Kislytsia, says Russia's committing horrific human rights abuses in his country. Russia calls the suspension from the council illegal. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Researchers in Colorado are predicting an above-average hurricane season.
Colorado State University hurricane researchers say current modeling shows an above-average hurricane season may be in store for us this year, that the warmer Caribbean and eastern part of the subtropical Atlantic add to that likelihood. And they do not expect El Nino conditions in the Atlantic, which often weaken storms. The researchers are predicting 19 named storms, with 9 becoming hurricanes and 4 reaching major hurricane strength, so Category 3 or higher. Last hurricane season had 8 continental U.S. named storms, with 2 making landfall, including Hurricane Ida, which was a Category 4. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's hurricane forecast will come out next month. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
They're called the Dirty Dozen, an advocacy group's list of produce to avoid because of traces of potentially harmful pesticides.
More than 70% of non-organic fresh fruits and vegetables sold in the U.S. present some risk of contamination, according to a new report from the Environmental Working Group. Strawberries, spinach, kale, collard greens, and mustard greens are on the group's 2022 Shopper's Guide to Pesticides and Produce. Bell peppers and hot peppers move up several spots on the dirty list, which is basically the same as a year ago. But you have a choice. The group's clean 15. Avocados and sweet corn are the cleanest, with less than 2% of samples showing detectable pesticides. But broccoli, cauliflower, and eggplant have been dropped from the clean list due to lagging testing, while mangoes, watermelon, and sweet potatoes were added.
Fox's CJ Papa. So far, so good for Tiger Woods, playing in his first major event since November of 2020 and since a car crash that led to serious leg injuries last year. Woods tied for second after 6 holes at the Masters, 5 pars and a birdie. Stocks are sliding. The Dow right now down 115 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.